I always knew I had an artistic ability. If I had to describe my style in three words, I would say modern, classic, and timeless. I understood that my true talent was curating large-scale and small-scale projects. What makes design easy for me is clear understanding of each category.
My name is Faith Berger, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
And now, live on location from the St. Louis Closet Company, it's the In Your City Show. And now, here we are
now
with our next Hot List guest.
Beautiful, gorgeous artist, Faith Berger. I met her, oh my gosh, I'm trying to figure out how we met, and it'll come back to me, and then we went to her art show.
We met at Neiman Marcus when I had my art show. No, we met when you decided, when I reached out to you to cover Burns Recovered.
That's what it was. So Judy Goodman actually
introduced us.
You were chair mm-hmm. on an incredible organization, and we started talking
that
and then
on
found
the board.
Out that yeah. you did this and we put you in the magazine. she was in the magazine once, and then the cover of our September Stylish.
Well, you had a women's Clayton. Business owners section,
yeah.
and then we... We're lucky enough to be in your charitable area with Burns Recovered.
But you've grown since we were talking. You're
yeah.
talking about your art, and your art is just absolutely gorgeous. And you've transcended from just painting these gorgeous pictures. And you gave me some stationery of your art. And my best friend, they each got one of your cards.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
so
like,
nice.
That's real art. Like, it's an original.
Well, I've been in the art business a long time, you know.
Right.
I'm listening to all your guests, and I'm just going down memory lane because, like, Randy Naughton's been here doing her second act, and that's similar to what I've done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with the white hair, they're in family business. She worked with her mother,
yeah.
and I worked with my mom for a long time. We have a Ricci Gallery for 27 years.
I told her about your carpet, too, because that's what
right.
we're mentioning.
And
that
I was missing after COVID,
and
we closed the gallery in 2011, and I have an art consulting firm. One thing just kind of led to another, and I was just missing art so much. And my mom passed, and I just got the brushes out one day. And usually I'm on the other side, right? Art dealer, art consulting, designing
yeah.
Corporate and residential spaces. And I started painting. And I had put aside. And then, you know, it kind of came full circle where everything I'd learned from every artist that we'd promoted, I started, you know, morphing into. And
yeah.
Valentina Casale, who's originally from Puebla, Mexico, but had moved to St. Louis.
I love her accent.
I know. She's great.
Sounds
she's
funny.
Also from a family business, and she saw my art on Instagram. You hear of these stories, but you never know it's
going to
happen. And she called, and actually I had a pop-up gallery in Clayton a year ago, October, and she walked in with a piece of my art that she had designed as a rug, and that was that.
That's something.
Because the quality was so fabulous. And she's transposing all the art, and we created a business, Faith Berger times the Art Rug, and it's a permanent collaboration. And now Champion Floor,
right.
You know, honored us with a space, so you can see the rugs at any time, and then we're there every other Wednesday.
Do you see
to kind of guide you through
anywhere
that
else
process.
That you're taking your art? Come on over, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. yes, we're doing... I'm opening a show at Neiman Marcus, and that will be on May 14th. We'll have 9 pieces there. One of my pieces I'm very excited about because... maybe because I'm small, I like to paint large. I don't know what is going on here, but my new piece is 50 inches by 17 feet.
Wow.
It's going to be hanging in their Mariposa restaurant. And then I had another 4-panel piece. So I love to paint large scale. I paint largely abstract. And the pieces have 6 layers. Even the piece that I gave you as a greeting card mm-hmm. series, you know, it takes weeks to dry because I like to layer it, and it's a certain way of, you know, distributing the paint.
What do you see? Like, you're looking at this big canvas,
mm-hmm.
and you name your pieces. They
mm-hmm.
all have a name, right? You name
yeah,
your
art. This one's called Aspen Light.
So what are you thinking in your head or envisioning?
Positive energy. I love you know, we it's so stressful living, right? We've got all these different pockets. Everybody's busy. We've got social media. We've got our families. We've got, you know, numbers we want to make. We've got connections we want to do. And that's just how the world turns when you're in business. And on the flip side, you know, how are we going to stay positive? And and to your point about your home, you know, what kind of environment do we want to be in? Whether we're in the office or at home, or we're at someone else's house, you want to feel comfortable and at ease and calm. This is how I try to live my life anyway. I don't know if my kids would agree with me on it. I don't know if anyone would agree with me on this. But yeah, I try to have my home environment, you know, very calm. And I find the abstract, the reason I like to paint this way is because, you know, I put the first layer on and then you can allow light through the different layers. So they all have that kind of positive energy, positive light, positive being, you know, mutual love, you know, they're just kind of how I feel about staying in a positive zone.
That's pretty cool. I never knew that. So you kind of got light trapped inside this art piece in a
way. Yeah. In fact, I'm experimenting now with glass. My newer work is going to encompass glass. I'm having the paint come through the back of the glass. It's called reverse painting on glass or plexiglass, but something like you're seeing on the screen will now be on glass, and it'll you know, transcend the different light that mirror and glass have, reflective quality.
Are you getting an image or a vision of what you want, or people coming to you and saying, I have these colors, I'd love to see something? Is it, how does it work with your art?
Or both ways? And if I'm designing a space, like I'm just finishing a space now, and it became all cream, she was drawn to neutrals. And so, you know, my piece will be above the headboard. And we did all of the finishing together in the stone and the carpet and everything. That turned out to be a neutral piece. I largely paint in neutrals, and I love metallics. I always seem to kind of come back around to that. But I can paint in Technicolor. But I kind of veer toward the neutrals.
It's just amazing to do something like, you know, later in life. Mm-hmm. Did you envision yourself as being an artist when you were little?
I was always drawn to art. I have a degree in landscape design from Mizzou. You know, whether you're designing plantings or, you know, always in school, graphic design, you know, it was always similar to art, my fashion, you know, my mother was an artist.
You weren't actually using a paintbrush later.
No. And there's also, you know, different types of brushes, and I use a Japanese squeegee a lot. So, you know, just reading books, tons and tons and tons of artist books and their techniques. And then all the artists we worked with, hundreds of artists over the years. When we had the gallery, we had, you know, 400 artists we were working with in every genre, whether it was sculpture, ceramics, painting, lithographs, originals, jewelry design. And my mom's a master framer, and she taught me how to frame. And that's a whole art in itself, because she could take like a plaster frame from, you know, 18th century, and she studied with the dentist when you get, you know, your work done in your mouth and they make all the molds. So these days they just yank them out and put an implant in, but in those days they created a tooth with plaster. Mm-hmm. And she actually learned how to do plaster moldings and repaired for the St. Louis Art Museum and things like that on old frames. So that was another whole facet of our business.
Do you want to have Faith Burger Art Gallery? Or do you like just being in other people's place?
Well, as my husband says, been there, done that. Yes, I would love to have a gallery, but, you know, that's a whole different animal. And as you know, you have to carry inventory, and, you know, I have grandchildren now, and you have to have a space and lights and employees and, you know, it's complicated.
And how often you're probably here, right?
Yeah, it is. It's complicated. So, but I have a business plan, a master plan. I have things I want to do. And with the rugs, you know, there has to be a particular way to do it. But even that's kind of a joy, because you can just create. We don't carry stock. Everything's custom. And we can, now there's a situation where there's 150 palms, And you can choose any color under the sun, any shape up to 20 feet. We can take facets of the rugs that exist, or we can take a corner of one of the rugs and extrapolate it out. So it has so much flexibility, but there's really no inventory. So, you know.
With art, the sky's the limit of where you can take that. And the fact that, you know, you started in one area and you've just always been creative, and now knowing that, you know, you're painting these gorgeous pictures that are not paintings that are now turning out to be on people's floor and gorgeous art. That's really rewarding.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you ever go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you ever want to venture off with a different style at any time?
Yeah, I have
well,
six.
I mean, in a way, yeah, but I mean, just from what you're doing.
Oh, from totally
completely
different.
Totally different.
I mean, I have six different kinds of John styles that I do. Yes,
or
I think you want to do. What?
Something you haven't conquered yet you want
yes.
to do.
Yes, well, the glass is going to be a whole different concept, you know.
A different type of art.
Yes, So, yeah, I think, you know, I come back to my basics and try to solidify that and kind of build on that. But, yeah, there's all kinds of things I'm always thinking. And
when's your show again?
When May 14th will open at Neiman Marcus in their Mariposa room.
And then to be able to see your work now. I mean, it's on your site.
It's on my site, faithburger.com, Instagram, faithburger.art, and you can faithburger on Facebook. Really anywhere you punch that in, STL, you can find
You're
me.
You're going to find her.
I love the
and my contact
hidden
info.
Talent of women and how creative and strong and the ability to run a business.
I have always admired artists, always, because
you're an artist.
No, not really.
You're designing a piece of art.
I am, you know, shelves and construction, and if you gave me a blank canvas, I'd get nervous.
I'd get nervous.
How to start? Whereas an artist they just go right. It's a whole different
mindset.
Yeah, everybody does have their vision. It's astounding how many artists there are in the world, and no two are alike. Everything's unique.
I have a paint by number. Yeah. That only has five little teeny little dots. So I don't think my next career is going to be an artist anytime soon. I really thought I'd like it.
You'd be surprised. But see, you're an artist with your words and your, you know, magazine and organizing that.
She is an artist with the magazine. And she does an incredible job.
And how you put people together.
We really appreciate it. Well, thanks for your patience today.
Yeah, you've been so supportive of me and my career. And, you know, a lot of people are retiring at my age, but I don't know. I just feel like I'm starting.
Yeah, and I think I'm ready to retire. Waiting for Gordon to win the lottery. Then I'll come support you all and help you with whatever
Is
you need.
Is Mega Millions up to now? Like 800 and something?
Yes, I'm going to buy a ticket right now.
I'll just take Dodgers a couple million. Yeah. He can do what he wants to do.
He can shave. Right, exactly. Everybody had something a little bit unique to offer. So, thank you for having us here in your gorgeous home,
Absolutely.
Away from home here at St. Louis Closet Company. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been so fun, and it's been so fun to hear all the stories, right, of all the wonderful business owners.
I agree.
And artists,
everybody's story was so unique.
It's just different people and so interesting. And
we all have that why, and that's why you all are so successful, because when you know why you're doing something and why you love it, and when you're dialed in with people's needs, everything just tends to, you know, continue to grow, and your customer base grows, you know, with it. People fall in love with you, and, you know, it's...
Well, you two have done a lot to promote everyone, and I think everyone getting to know everyone is really unique.
I love that. That's one thing I do love about our job, is trying to make marriages for people and business, you know.
Bringing people together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about supporting local. So thank you so much for having
thank
us,
you.
Jennifer.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
I love
thank you for
seeing
hosting.
You continue to grow and your artwork just, you know.
Thanks, Kelly.
I go to the restaurant, I go, look at that. I did that.
Well, you've been supportive of me from the start, so I really appreciate everything.
Well, thank you so much.